Good morning. I can't hear myself. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Thursday. I have no clue what my show is going to be called yet, but we're introducing ourselves. Hello, I'm Gabe. I'm joined today by... Introduce yourself, boys.
Oh, okay. I'm Samuel.
And I'm Kai.
Hello, hello, Sam and Kai.
Yes.
How are you guys doing today?
I'm very tired. I had no idea I was going to be here today. I got pulled in here just out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. This show is completely random.
Rob grabbed me by the collar.
That's wonderful. Rob, you're sitting in the back. What? How are you doing?
What did I do?
Are you being mean to people again?
Did you steal Kieran?
He grabbed me by the collar of my shirt, pulled me in here.
Robert, we don't do that.
I absolutely did not do that.
No,
I swear. I promise. I've been a good boy. I have not grabbed anybody by the collar.
He threatened my hamster.
He threatened your hamster.
You have a hamster?
No, I don't have a
hamster.
No hamsters were harmed in the making of this episode.
No, I don't have a hamster.
That's
not anymore.
I mean, it's not too difficult to threaten a hamster. I mean,
no hamsters were threatened either.
Okay. So you didn't threaten or harm the hamster?
No.
Okay. All right.
And that's enough out of you, Rob.
That's wonderful to know. He did not threaten or harm a hamster.
That is great.
However,
excellent.
I cannot say the same for Pyramid over here. Hello, Pyramid.
Hmm? Yeah.
How many times have you held a hamster at suspended, not fun positions?
I've never held a hamster in my life, so I don't.
At all?
Nope. I have never once touched a hamster. So that's a bit of a fun fact from me.
I don't know if I believe you.
What do you mean you can't? What do you? Can you
I can't
not believe
that you've never touched a hamster.
I've never touched a hamster. They're weird little animals. They're freaks.
Did you just call a hamster a freak?
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to feel okay after you said that about
How
them?
Do you think a hamster's supposed to survive in the wild? You ever seen one?
They're not supposed to survive in the wild.
Exactly.
They're
they can't.
Little guys.
I actually think that there aren't any hamsters left in the wild. I could be completely wrong.
And if there
But there is, in my mind, there is no feasible way for them to live in the wild.
If they are in the wild and they are surviving, it's got to be like Rambo-style slaughter in order for
hamster,
one of them to survive.
That hamster is using guerrilla warfare tactics to kill wolves.
Like,
what if he's negotiating? What if he's like a really, really good politician for all of the animal world, and he's talking to these wolves and these hippopotamuses?
The first guinea pig to become the Lion King.
Exactly. He got himself to the right spot at the right time.
I'm Googling this. Are there wild hamsters?
There are 18 species of wild hamster.
In Europe and Asia, 18 species of wild hamsters.
Is that how we have our hamsters?
I probably would assume,
them?
They look much larger than normal hamsters.
Oh, so that's why American hamsters that we have as pets are not the ones that survived in the wild.
Yeah, ours are like small, about the size of your eyeball size.
That's really tiny.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's right.
Ours are about the size of a golf ball, and they're probably just as aerodynamic.
That's about as large as one could possibly get.
This is their hamster.
Oh, they're like at least grass size. They can compare to tall grass.
Oh, yeah. That's not a hamster.
Is at least...
He looks kind of buff.
That is a massive rodent.
It looks like a rat, but cute.
Yeah, that hamster is at the very least not a hamster.
It is capable of survival, I guess.
You guys held a guinea pig?
A guinea pig? No.
Never held a guinea pig.
I've held a guinea pig.
Was he fun? Was he nice?
He was fun. He was friendly.
Okay.
And he was also kind of mean. But he was friendly. But he was also a little bit mean.
Did it make those weird, like, chirping sounds?
No, it didn't make the chirps at me. It was letting me hold it for a while. Let me give it some little pets. And then it bit me on the thumb.
Mm.
Did you deserve it?
I don't know.
Was he just acting out of spite, or was he...
He was probably acting out of spite, because I was given no warning. Mm. Like, my friend who had the guinea pig told me, oh, nah, he's fine. He won't bite. And he bit me.
Would you bite someone without warning?
What?
Yeah. Would you bite someone out of spite?
No.
Good answer.
I don't...
Would you bite someone out of spite?
Out of spite? No.
No, not at all. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Robert, would you bite someone out of spite?
Yes.
Okay. We got one yes.
I knew
so
it.
So one out of three people will bite someone out of spite.
Pretty sure Robert would just bite someone just in general.
Yeah, he wouldn't do it no. for. He wouldn't he do it no. out of spite. He'd just do it.
Do it to have a fun time?
Yeah.
Just hanging around but with somebody.
The guinea pig, my friend told me, no, he's fine. He won't bite you. And then I swear to you, the hamster, the guinea pig heard that and was like, challenge accepted. And then it bit me on the thumb.
He was prepared for
he
it.
Was ready. He was waiting trained. For it to happen.
See? Attack hamster.
The deal was, when you were petting him, you were charging up his violence meter. So you're lucky that he, you know, used all his meter all at once in that moment.
That's why they're... That's why they're so staticky. They're building up the electricity.
They're trained
to,
from a young age. They're to trained. Like harness the violence inside of them.
Yeah, you think that's static and electricity that's building up? No. That's power.
Hamster or guinea pigs are the doom slayer of the rodent world.
Yeah, they're like twice the size of most rodents.
Mm. Guinea pigs can bigger? Be. Rats can be bigger, specifically the New York rats.
Yeah.
Those guys are weird.
The big
they
ones.
Can get massive.
The big ones are kind of wacky.
Like,
the
ones that'll steal pizza? Okay,
New York rats are the doom slayer.
New York rats are pretty up there, I'd say. I
got
a comparison: New York rat versus guinea pig.
I think that any rat that has the ability to survive past like 2 years, at the minimum, can get massive.
What time do like, rats like hit adult age?
I think a couple months. They don't usually live very long. But let's see, there's a deal with animals for some reason where if they live long enough, they just get massive
yeah.
for no reason, and it is terrifying.
Ooh.
Like that's why you see giant squids or giant snakes.
Oh yeah,
giant fish, they just get massive because they just can, and it's
yeah. I thought that's also due to like the oxygen in the air and stuff, and they can just grow really big without needing a ton.
Is that a thing as well?
I thought that was like how the dinosaurs were so massive.
Well, the dinosaurs were around when the atmosphere wasn't all wacky.
Poopy atmosphere.
Yeah. Before our atmosphere was bad, that's how the dinosaurs were able to get big. And then it got bad.
They got swole.
They hit the gym every day.
That's the reason why most of the ocean animals that we have are still, like, the big ones are still really big. That's the reason, like, the blue whale is as big as it is.
How long do blue whales live?
Probably, like, 50 some odd years. I know that much.
They live a long time.
Yeah. I want to look it up. Blue whale lifespan.
And they breathe air.
They do breathe air.
They
do breathe air.
They are mammals, technically.
And turtles live longer, though.
Turtles?
Blue whale's lifespan is 80 to 90 years.
80 to 90.
Yeah, so the blue whale's lifespan is almost on par with a human's lifespan.
Wow.
80 to 90 years.
Do you think you could find a whale that's your age in this market?
Probably not.
Market?
In this market.
What do you plan on buying? I think that's illegal, Gabe. I don't think you can just buy a whale.
Politely asking the whale to come over and then just live in my pool.
Live
just
in your
asking the rat.
It can be a rat, too.
Yeah, you can ask a rat to live in your basement.
The rat would have a better time.
Oh.
Oh?
I found the size comparison for the New York rats.
How big are the New York rats?
20 inches long.
Yeah. That's bigger than a foot.
Yeah.
You're right. Well done.
Is that like...
That's
so
1 foot, 8 inches.
How wide?
How wide? They can be as wide
as
you
think.
They can be
like up to 3 inches wide.
And that's
or
just,
if
is
they
it like
eat,
a ferret?
If they eat a ton... Way wider. Way wider. I'm having a stroke.
So am I. Yay!
What
this
a good
morning.
Morning.
Where we're starting off with a stroke.
This morning is the show where everyone has a stroke.
That is the new title. Everybody has a stroke.
Disclaimer.
Right now.
Nobody here is actually having a stroke.
Robert, are you having a stroke?
No, he's not having a stroke. He's fine.
He's just chilling.
He's chilling.
He looks like he's...
What do you think the New York rat's basic diet is?
Other rats
do you
eat
think,
pizza.
I was about to say, do you think they just eat massive quantities of pizza?
Smaller rats.
Hamburgers. GMOs.
Smaller rats.
Steroids. Maybe they rats. Like... Do you know how like the microplastics and stuff work their way through the food chain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if it's like that and they just like eat smaller rats and then there's like more rat per rat?
Oh.
Like, all the rats are concentrated.
Okay.
No.
That's a good question.
You see...
Compressed rat.
All the bodybuilders, whenever they accidentally drop
some of their workout powder. It goes down to the New York sewer system.
And that's how the rats...
rats eat the powder.
That's where the rats get their size and their musculature.
What's the...
That's how Splinter happened from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
He started drinking pre workout.
No, it wasn't mutation. He got protein powder.
And that explains a lot about New York, actually.
And then he watched a bunch of Bruce Lee movies.
He was, he was trained, though. He was really smart. Mm-hmm. You ever watched the new movie?
Oh, yeah.
He was a silly goober.
He was a little guy.
He was an actual dad.
He was also an actual rat.
There's
originally, it was just a guy who got mutated into a rat hybrid man. Yeah.
Wow.
That's how it was.
We've moved on.
That was how it was in the original story. And in the animated, what was it, Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Mm-hmm.
That was one of my favorite versions of it. And that's the same thing there in the original Nickelodeon series and in the movies and the comics. It was a guy who got turned into a rat hybrid.
That's a...
But they wanted to change it for the new movie because they wanted it to be wacky. And I agree with it. It was kind of funny. It was good.
I thought
it worked
in the
either
show,
way.
Too.
It didn't happen in the show.
Oh, okay. Man, I got my story mixed up.
The old...
All right.
I thought in the old movies, like, it showed Splinter as a young rat finding the turtles crawling in the mutagen.
No, as far as I'm concerned, he was a guy.
No, there was
every version of him was a guy up until
this
movie.
It was the one, it was in the live action series where they ended up going back in time with
What?
You know, like, 1, 2, and 3. Well, no, not live action series, but, you know.
There was a live action movie where they time traveled.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't...
Do you not know the ones where the... I can't remember, but that... It's like... I can't remember, but there's Teenage Mutant... There's 3 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies where it's live action, and the third one, they go back in time with a lamppost-looking thing, like an antique lamppost-looking lantern thing. And then the second one, they, like, face off against...
Okay, I see it. In the original incarnation, he was a rat that ended up as a man-rat.
Yeah, he...
But then after that, it was from the Nickelodeon animated series onward. He was a dude... Who got turned into a rat man hybrid?
So, originally he was just always a rat.
Originally he was just a rat.
Mm.
And then he learned kung fu and all the martial arts stuff by watching Bruce Lee movies. That is canon to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles lore.
Canon.
Mm. Yep.
Canon hit guy, watched movies, got smart, educated from a rat.
Rat guy.
Rat guy.
Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee.
Rat guy. Bruce Lee.
Is there a comma between Rat Guy and Bruce Lee?
What?
Would you do, put a comma right there and divide Rat Guy?
Rat, comma, Guy, comma, Bruce Lee.
Okay. So he has 3 titles.
3 titles.
Would you put Bruce Lee in parentheses instead so it's like an afternoon?
Perhaps.
Like one of those official titles.
Or Rat, quotation marks, Bruce Lee, end quote. Man. Rat, yeah. Bruce Lee, man. That's his full name. Jackie Chan was the voice at one point.
Jackie Chan
and Bruce Lee both had movies.
Yeah.
Like a ton of movies.
Yeah. Do you not know?
Oh, my God.
You're like, which one made the movies? Bruce Lee or Jackie Chan?
Bruce Lee was just a fighter.
No, Bruce Lee was like a movie star who could fight. He was a fighter turned movie star, I think.
Yeah.
He was either a movie star turned fighter or fighter turned movie star. But he was a fighter in most of his movies.
I think it was the former over the latter. I think he just knew how to beat the crap out of people.
And then he went into movies.
And then
he
people
did
were like,
a lot of fight movies.
Yeah, people were like, hey, you got some skills. Why don't you do a couple movies with us? And he's like, all right. And he did it.
And he did. And they made bank.
Of course they made bank.
And Jackie Chan was just always just a guy. He was a stuntman.
Yeah.
And then he did movies. And then he did his own stunts. And then he learned kung fu.
Was he a cool driver in one of the movies?
He was at one point, yes.
Right. He's just like Ryan Reynolds, but like older.
Ryan Reynolds?
I love how you like just stopped and looked at me.
I was trying to
I don't Reynolds. Yeah, that was a weird
movie.
That was a weird like comparison. Jackie Chan is like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
But old.
He's a cool guy. I think but a lot of guys not like wish Ryan they were Reynolds. Like Jackie Chan.
Well, everybody wishes they were like Jackie Chan in at least one regard. For example, me, I want to be able to hit things. That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
That's it.
I want to hit things. That's why I'm a drummer.
I want to be able to do that thing he does where, you know, you're lying on your back and then you just jump up immediately.
Yeah, and then you just spring back up.
That was like, a fun one.
Yeah, that,
I want to do that.
That's something that's very cool I've been wanting to do for a while.
Isn't it like you flex your back and like fling yourself up?
Yeah, kind of.
I'm pretty
it's
sure.
A lot of like upper body strength. Oh,
right,
Rob
okay,
has stolen
Gabe's
mic.
I got a
mic.
Question. All right. If you were to become any old school, and I mean like pre-90s television, whatchamacallit, action star, who would you be? I choose Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Okay.
I had it, and then I lost it.
What was his name? I lost it.
David Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff.
Okay.
Just because
okay.
of Knight Rider. Okay. That's the only reason.
That's not bad. I gotta think
and also
really
because
hard.
Of the SpongeBob movie.
Well, while you're thinking, Gabe, you people are all listening to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. You're listening to Gabe's show. What's it called again?
We don't know yet.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
This is Gabe's show.
I don't know. No, it's not.
Gabe's show number one.
The show without a name.
The show without a name. I don't know. I don't know the name.
No name show.
No name show.
The show minus the show.
Have you figured something out though?
I think it's gonna be I don't know.
Imagine the intro. You're just like, hey guys, welcome to. And that's it.
It's just silent.
Today we're gonna be. It's just you're gonna be talking today about.
Yeah, you just on the audio boom page. It's just a space bar.
Like a picture of a space bar or like just spaces.
Just
empty.
Spaces.
Ooh.
You can put like an underscore.
And it's just a white image.
Yeah, it's just a blank white background. It's just, hey guys, thanks for listening to.
We'll see you guys next week for.
Yeah.
Today on.
It's Talk Time Thursday, though.
Talk Time Thursday.
Talk Time Thursday.
First thing Thursday morning. Talk Time Thursday. That's.
First thing Thursday?
First thing Thursday. That might actually be.
Right, talk Time.
Talk Time.
Thursday Talk Time.
Okay. The guy that I had to make the intro for me said Talk Time Thursday would be a wonderful name. And I said, you're right.
I think it would be. I still think that would be a great name.
It's a wonderful name.
You can't just have nothing as a name for something. That's like...
How would you find it?
By typing spacebar.
That's like... You can't name your...
Just put it on... Make it an underscore. If you make it an underscore on the thing, right?
Yeah.
Then it'll show up. People can just like, hey, you seen underscore? And then they listen to it, and it's like, hey, guys, welcome to...
Okay. That would...
It'd be really, like, nice to introduce your favorite podcast as, hey, guys, you should listen to... Bye. Hey, guy, Gabe.
Like, okay.
It'd
be funny, but it'd be on par with, like, naming your kid an emoji. Like
it's like Elon Musk.
My kid
it's
emoji.
Like Elon Musk naming his newest child Technomechanicus.
Like it's
Technomechanicus.
It's odd.
Yes, that's
like,
his name.
Sure, it can be funny, but it's odd, and it's just it's not. It doesn't fit. We're professionals.
I mean, hey, if you don't do it, I will.
You want to name your kid Technomechanicus?
I mean, Elon Musk named his other child X-A12.
That's a really cool
like with
name,
the numbers.
Though. Like imagine like you're showing
no,
up
it's
for
X,
class the first day.
The A E thing fused. I don't know what that letter is called.
Something.
A-12.
Robert is throwing sign language at me and like spinning his hands around.
They're Naruto hand signs.
Just ignore him. Just ignore him.
I'm ignoring Robert.
We're ignoring Robert.
Okay.
All right. So basically.
I'm so sorry. We have a man outside the window showing us little
distracting
text, little pictures, and it's very disturbing.
Very funny.
Very distracting. And
oh, you're
causing trouble.
What
so,
is it?
Gabe? Kieran, how you doing?
I don't want to.
You gotta have something going on in your life, right?
I have a concert tomorrow.
Cool.
At what around is, 7.
What instrument do you play?
I play keys. I'm going to be singing.
Do you dance, too?
No, I don't dance.
Why don't you
dance? I wish. I would like to see this guy dance.
You jiggle your keys.
You're just holding your keys out in front of you like jingle jangle.
Yeah, would you be a good janitor?
Huh?
Would you be a good janitor?
Probably not.
Aww.
Janitor? Nah.
They make bank though. Janitors make a lot of money.
They get to work whenever they're like.
I gotta be honest, Kieran. If you were wearing like a blue, weak
jumpsuit,
fiber jumpsuit, had a set of headphones on, and a broomstick, dude, you would look prime janitor material.
I could just walk into a place and get hired immediately.
Mm-hmm.
If you hold a clipboard, you could get anywhere. With your stunning looks.
No, here's a pro tip. Hard hat. Safety goggles. High-vis vest.
Okay.
Clipboard. You can go anywhere.
I feel like I wouldn't be allowed into, like, really secure places.
Well, not everywhere, but, yep. Like...
Kieran, if you wore a high-vis vest and that entire getup you just told me, you would look exactly like an OSHA representative.
Exactly.
I don't think they'd want you in there.
Yeah, no, they
would... Well, see, here's another thing. Or you and a few friends could walk in carrying a ladder.
Okay, but you need something
else.
What
are they going to stop you for?
They can't. You can't just walk in with a ladder. You need something else. You got to make sure one of you guys has an old greasy cap that's facing backwards, and someone else to have really tattered shoes. And I mean, like, there's a hole in them.
Everybody has to be wearing a plain white t-shirt and jeans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Well, get like some kind of logo on your shirt, too. Why are you holding up your tattered shoes?
Congratulations, Robert.
I don't think you're
gonna get anywhere with that. Congrats, Robert. You have tattered shoes. Good job.
I thought he was going to hand me his shoe, and I'm like,
I don't want that.
Why is your shoe so big? Please. Why is it so big? Why is it such a big shoe?
Because he has big feet. He's got a big shoe.
To grow into. Wow.
Huh?
He's two sizes above me.
He's two sizes bigger than mine. Yeah.
Well, he's a really tall guy.
You and me both.
Yep.
We should trade shoes sometime.
No.
That's... Why not?
No.
Why not?
That means I've got the smaller shoe size. What the heck?
What size are your shoes?
Like, size 9. Oh. Don't point at me.
You guys both pointed and laughed.
I didn't even laugh. I just raised my hand slowly.
Yeah, you just pointed at me. Like, I feel like that was more...
I feel like you're bullying him.
I feel like that was more insulting than to just laugh at someone.
We have a new goal for the show. Make Pearman cry by the end.
Make me cry by the end? Well, it's going to take a lot.
Not by the end of the episode. By the end of the show.
Okay.
Total.
Season.
He has to have cried at least once.
All right. Pearman, I accept this. Okay.
Oh, you're stooping low already. This is not nice.
Yeah, no. You gotta ease into it. You gotta be funny about it.
Yes.
You can't just insult someone on a personal basis. You gotta be funny with it. So, be funny.
Turn to Monty Python.
There we go.
They have the best insults.
But they have a bunch of... They usually do a bunch of... Monty Python. Think about Monty Python.
Your mother...
Contextual. Monty Python insults be like, your mother looks like a spoon.
No, it was your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
Like,
what do elderberries smell like?
Bad.
Like,
bad?
Bad.
Like, how bad?
It's like...
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say they're about an 8.
It's kind of like a weird blackberry. Like a weird black raspberry.
Fart spray?
They're weird blackberries.
Yeah, they're very strange. It's instead of it
they
like...
They taste
being,
okay.
Yeah.
They smell terrible.
They smell odd.
On a scale of blackberry to raspberry...
The
elderberry is somewhere between those two, leaning more towards raspberry.
Okay.
Oh.
In terms of flavor.
So, raspberry.
Yeah.
But with like an accent over
it's
the.
It's a blasberry.
Blasberry.
It's really good on toast.
Good on toast? Bless you, my goodness.
Yeah, they do have elderberry jam, I believe.
They do.
They make
do.
Jam of everything, though.
I know.
The same reason. I mean, hey.
What?
Just ignore him.
Stop.
Just
saying
stop
these things, Robert.
Robert, you're a professional here.
Music? What? People jam music?
Oh, you're right. Okay, people jam. He got a little ha ha funny in there.
People jam.
Slipped it in under the radar, and I thought he was being very mean. And all right,
let's see. Weirdest gems that exist.
The weirdest gems that gotta exist. I gotta say,
gem are there?
Breakcore is pretty strange. I just gotta be honest.
Breakcore's kind of fun though.
It's a little odd though. It's just you know, you get a really chill synth, and all of a sudden drums appear out of nowhere.
It's got the Bingo Bonko, though. It gives me, like, the brain static that I need.
I'm checking Smuckers to see what kind of jams and jellies they have.
Do they have Smuckers. Prickly pear?
Oh, they got strawberry, grape, raspberry, blackberry.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the end of the page because I did not go on. Anyways, continuing. Yep. Raspberry, blackberry, tart cherry, triple berry fruit, strawberry jalapeno.
Wow.
Ooh, that is going to be good.
That is a huge jump.
That's a combination that I wouldn't expect.
That is something that you can definitely put on a sandwich.
Orange marmalade, blueberry,
all right,
apricot.
Normal.
That's their jams. That's their jams.
Yeah.
Now for jelly.
Uh-oh.
They got a few of those.
Right.
They've got strawberry, grape, apple, mixed fruit. Oh, I didn't even go to their jam. I was on their fruit spreads. They have a lot of jam.
Wow.
Grape, strawberry, seedless red raspberry, blackberry, seedless raspberry, red plum, cider, apple, butter.
Ooh.
Sugar-free strawberry with Splenda brand sweetener.
That's very like
sugar-free Concord grape with Splenda brand sweetener.
So Smuckers and Splenda
have a lot going on. Mm-hmm. They've got a few things there.
Sharing.
They also have a lot of like squeeze bottles for their stuff.
Squeeze bottle jelly's a little weird.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest. Use a spoon.
It is weird. Get a spoon.
Get a spoon.
Or knife.
Knife. Okay. Makes kind of sense, but I mean, you already got the spoon out. Use the spoon.
Yeah.
You know?
You can just save yourself the dishes.
Yeah, you just scoop out the jelly, put it on.
Do you know that Heinz, the ketchup guys, make strawberry jam?
I did, actually.
They made strawberry jam.
It's like common. You'd see it in like a cafeteria.
They make strawberry jam, grape jelly, and
But it's in like a ketchup packet.
It's also easy. Because they don't sell them a lot of the time. To buy one is $26.
Whoa.
It's 0.5 ounces.
My gosh.
That's a half an ounce.
That is insane.
For $26. That can get you one slice of toast.
For $26.
That best be the heavenliest.
I swear, if anybody has ever had that, tell me. It better be the most heavenly, like,
delectable,
God-sent strawberry jam that I have ever tasted. I'm suing.
It better make you cry.
It better make me so happy that I start crying.
It better be so tangy, so sweet, so savory that every bite is worth it. The 26th. Actually, no. I don't think a single slice of toast is worth $26. I'm going to be honest.
Nothing is worth $26 if it's a half an ounce.
I'd spend $26 on a half-ounce camera or a half-ounce block of quartz.
But that's a camera. That's quartz. But $26 for something you're going to eat once and then probably going to forget the next day?
I can eat a camera once and then probably forget it.
Well, you could forget if you...
A lot of things are more than $26 for half an ounce.
Diamonds?
Hey, you want to know something crazy?
Let's hear something
crazy. You
know
how Heinz's whole thing is their 57 flavors?
Yes.
Yep.
They have 59 now.
Wow. Are they going up?
They got two more.
Did they, like, change the little 57 to 59?
Let's see. They did not change the logo.
Okay.
It's still a 57.
Well, that's a little disappointing.
Spicy brown mustard, naturally yellow mustard, 57 sauce, two of those, actually.
Why am I letting you read
57
these
sauce
there?
With honey. I don't know. Apple cider vinegar. I can't pronounce that because I think it's French.
Hold on a second.
Let me see it. I might know French. I can't read it.
Bistro au jus gravy.
It's like gravy.
Bistro au jus gravy or something like
it's
that.
Azu.
Gravy.
Do you take French?
Okay. Why would you think
you take French, you know?
Remember when they had their things where they mixed two sauces together?
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo and ranch mixed together.
What's buffalo?
It's sauce.
Like what kind of sauce though? Can you describe it?
It's wing sauce.
It's wing sauce.
spicy.
I've never had
tangy.
But it's wing sauce.
It's pretty. It's pretty. It's unique.
Continuing, it's Carolina mustard barbecue sauce, Carolina vinegar barbecue sauce, chili sauce, chicken gravy. They have gravy, sausage gravy.
Do you think you'd actually like use the gravy that they make?
Probably not.
On like mashed potatoes and stuff. No. Or
chili,
like
culinary crunch, chili pepper crunch sauce.
Is it crunchy? Does it look like it has like the little crunchy bits in it?
I mean, it says crunch twice in the name, so it better be crunchy.
You want to know what's something?
Yeah.
Heinz is holding back. They could make a whole bunch.
So
of...
So many flavors.
No, listen. They could make a bunch of new mixed flavors with their jellies, with their jam.
I don't think they do that, and I think they just make both.
The biggest crime to have ever happened, peanut butter and ketchup.
What?
No.
Happened.
No.
I think, no. They didn't do that one.
I don't
one.
Think anybody actually, like, no. ever considered that a viable option.
I've seen it done.
You may have seen it done, but I don't think anybody actually
Nobody should
that.
Have it.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, that's a weird combo, but I gotta be honest, there's something... A lot worse than I think we could both agree on.
All right.
And that's just peanut butter and jelly both being in the same jar. You've seen those jars too?
Oh, the goober?
Yeah.
I hate goober.
Wasn't that like the entire plot of Meet the Robinsons?
I think.
It was.
He started
That's the
off
whole thing. His
funny...
invention was the peanut butter and jelly gun. I remember that.
But then it got jammed. And he had a
because it got eye. Jabbed. Which is the
jam?
Which was the stupidest joke they had in that movie?
But it was funny.
It was funny, but it was so stupid.
It's a good joke.
Culinary Crunch Mandarin Orange Miso Crunch Sauce.
Miso Crunch Sauce?
They have too many words in these names. Culinary Crunch Roasted Garlic Crunch Sauce.
Roasted garlic.
Garlic.
Interesting.
What's crunch sauce?
I don't know. They have relish, which obviously.
Good.
Distilled white vinegar with 5% acidity.
That's not a sauce.
That is a sauce. I'd use that.
You think you dip your chicken in vinegar?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's in the
home-style brown gravy. Honey and sriracha sauce.
What? Okay, that's a good combo.
I mean, yeah. That...
Spicy honey mustard.
Hot 57 sauce. Hot dog relish, which is uncomfortably yellow.
Is it different from the normal relish?
Very.
Ooh.
It's yellow.
Is it like is it a mix between mustard and relish?
No, it's just relish.
It's a hot dog water
not,
and relish.
It's hot dog relish is what it's called.
Hot dog water and relish?
Dude. Yeah, they blended them together.
No.
It's how it's already ready for your hot dog.
Imported balsamic vinegar of Modena.
How much does that cost?
I'm going to find out.
Imported. Speaking of imported, have you ever imported yourself a wonderful... chicken nugget and french fried dinner?
Heinz would like to know your location.
There are two different things going on right now. There's the question you asked and the thing Kira just said.
You looked at me and you looked so weirded out because he was talking afterwards. I'm hoping that's why you were weirded out.
I was very put off by Heinz would like to know your location.
See, what you said, Gabe, was very... It was a weird wording of, you know, ordering... Just chicken nuggets and fries.
Chicken nuggets. So, frozen meals in general.
Oh, frozen chicken nuggets?
Frozen anything.
I thought we were, like, you know, getting takeout or something. Nuggets. But that we are not talking about... Rob.
He said frozen anything.
I did.
Rob.
Are we talking nuggets?
He's talking to me. No. One-on-one. So, could you ask the question again?
All right. Have you ever considered going to the store yourself and getting some nice frozen dinner treats?
Thought about it.
Right. Would you get, like, the bag of frozen onion rings that you stick in?
I went out and I got a box of 48 corn dogs.
That is beautiful, wonderful. Or is it like the corn dogs with the sticker, the mini corn dogs?
State Fair corn dogs.
The wonderful State Fair corn dogs.
You got 48 of them.
48.
Hey, I don't like corn dogs.
It was a $15
Nobody,
box.
You're gonna be quiet.
It was a box for $15.
$15 for 48 corn dogs.
Yes, and there are places who are selling individual corn dogs for $2.
Would you smack a corn dog on a slightly younger child?
Huh? Are we talking cooked or frozen?
I was thinking cooked, because then it's just a little soggy, and you get to, like, bonk him on the head with
Yeah,
it
that's more of a thwap than it is
go,
a bonk.
Son, you get a thwap of a corn dog, and then you get to eat it.
What's more fun, a thwap or a crack?
Or crack. That just sounds more violent.
Thwap or a bonk?
Bonk is funny.
Bonk.
Bonk.
bunch.
So instead of one corn dog, three.
Three corn dog.
Like Wolverine claws.
What about
Wolverine and then you just
with corn dogs?
Bonk.
If you can Wolverine hand corn dogs.
If you can Wolverine
imagine
corn
like
dogs, you have a salute for me.
I'm going to do that at the next state fair I go to. I'm just going to buy
Wolverine
three.
Corn dogs.
Yeah.
Spend like $10 on corn dogs.
Yeah, because for some reason, the state fair brand corn dogs are very cheap. But if you go to a state fair, then they're like $3
well,
for a corn dog.
Because they're buying condiments and dealing with 80 bajillion people and need to make a little money back.
I mean, yeah.
You could just go
to Walmart with $30 and then you could walk away.
Making
with
more.
96 corn dogs.
You could undercharge.
Yeah, everything at a fair is a scam. But people go anyways because
it's
fun.
Have you ever been to, like, Disneyland?
I went to Disney World.
Same thing.
Not worth it.
Just a little bigger.
I had fun the first time, and then we went the second time, and I was like, wow, this is not great.
Yeah.
Mm.
There's not much to do. Once you get older, there's not much to do. I think that it was like a... I think it was a little weird, because my parents took me for the first time when I was like 13.
Right.
And I think that is beyond the threshold of where Disney World is fun.
Where that silly magic starts.
Yeah. Because I already knew how everything worked.
Yeah.
Because I had been watching other people do the rides
like
for years before I went.
You see, then you gotta make... See, when it stops being fun, you gotta make it fun.
Yes.
You have to
through
enjoy
crime.
It.
I'm no,
kidding.
No.
Do not do crime.
Do not do crime.
So we don't condone it, but...
No, 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 but. There will be no but in that sentence.
We
no
do
statement.
Not condone crime.
Darn.
But we won't stop you.
Okay.
Well, we're not in any
okay.
position to stop you if
we
you decide to commit a crime.
We're voices on the air.
We are.
We're just talking.
You could call us at 317-244-9234 and have a nice conversation with us about your crimes.
No.
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 No. No. No.
No.
No. All right, I'm going
to
be the voice of reason here. Do not call in.
For what?
For
of the entire time of me knowing Rob. Rob is the voice of reason in the room right now.
Well, Rob and Pierman. But if you...
It's a shock to me that Rob is a voice of reason. That's the thing.
Are you a voice of reason right now?
No.
What's supposed to be reasonable is
not
people.
Talking about crime on the air.
Okay,
we're not
going to
talk about it on
move.
The air.
We're going to move on.
What
how do you make
do?
It fun if it's not fun?
Okay, to make fun when it's not fun, it's kind of like when you go to a football game and your team starts to start losing, right?
Do you get, like, just unapologetically mean to everyone around you? No. Scream?
You got to get overhyped at things. You got to make it fun. You got to feel the energy. Someone makes a play on the field that was. Okay, I'm gonna actually.
No,
you
keep
good,
going.
Man?
Keep going. Keep going.
Okay, you gotta hit. Sit back. You see a play on the field from your team that's currently like down 15, losing the game, fourth quarter, 30 seconds on the clock. You know it's a blowout. You gotta make it fun. You gotta scream your lungs out. You gotta yell.
At
you
Disneyland.
Gotta fight. Oh. Yep. Boy, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
To party. It's exactly what you gotta do.
From experience.
Cratch.
Why are we talking about...
Ketchup Ranch?
Cranch?
Yeah, Cranch. Cranch is tasty.
Okay.
You were...
Mayo chup.
Mayo chup is awesome.
I'm gonna be really honest with you. All of that football lingo went through one ear and out the other.
I don't know football.
And I heard, feel it. Feel that energy. Come on, man. Woohoo starts
and
screaming.
Then Cranch
and then Cranch. Mm-hmm.
I was shown Cranch and it my mind completely
like a switch.
Yeah,
just
mayo racha
instantly.
Right, mayo racha,
mayonnaise and sriracha.
I wouldn't trust you with mayonnaise and sriracha. Neither
no.
of those should ever go together.
Neither of them should. Mayo does not go
well,
with anything.
I take
hate
that back.
Mayo.
Some like
I hate mayo.
Yeah. Asian countries kind of use it, though. It's
well, yeah, they use it well.
Yeah, they know how to... So, American food
does not need mayo.
Yeah.
American food should not have mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Simple as
that. Especially on cheeseburgers.
Rob?
Yeah.
If I...
Get out.
But I like mayonnaise.
Now walk out.
Rock right now. Walk out of the
You're
room. Out of the
you
room.
Don't even have a microphone. Get out of the
Be
room.
Be gone. You hold no authority.
Your input is... being rejected and you're getting suspended out of my room.
Either
you are sent to jail.
Rob, Either sit in the corner or walk out.
I like mayonnaise.
No. See, thing about mayo is I think it's gross.
That's a very fair opinion.
Because it's just disgusting. Like, why?
It's just egg.
Why is there egg on my cheeseburger? Why is protein? There just... Yeah, well, yeah. It's not...
It, like, has a weird kick to it, though.
It has a weird taste.
And it depends on how old it is, too.
Yeah.
Okay, I went up to Fort Wayne, right, to see my college buddy.
Mm-hmm.
He's moved on, and I'm so sad. But he opened up his backpack from that day and pulled out a jar of mayonnaise that had been sitting there. And he's like, I was going to make myself a sandwich using this.
By moved on, do you mean like he moved or he died?
He moved.
Okay. You have to, okay. Like...
He didn't bro. Die.
You said he moved on, sadly. Like, you made it sound like that man died.
He's dead to me. He left me and made me very... I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to, like, confuse you like that. That was a...
Sadly, he has moved on. And I was like...
He doesn't hang out with me anymore, and he has a girlfriend now.
Oh, is that just the ruiner for friendships now?
Yes, he's gone. And I had a girlfriend, too. So it was very...
Mm.
We weren't on the same page, and then we were, and then we weren't again, and now it's a very slow and...
Complicated.
Yes.
Mm. Well, what were we talking about again?
Cranch.
We were talking about... Oh, no, we were talking about why mayonnaise is nasty.
Oh, yeah. Nasty. Yeah. On everything except Asian food.
Yeah, and they mix it right.
They mix it right.
Like a valuable...
And they don't use, like... giant thing of mayonnaise.
They know how to cook their eggs really well too.
Yeah, if at most their mayonnaise is like, you get a few like spots, right? But you here in the U.S. we just take a bottle and we just
layer it on.
You put a pizza. It's just like a pizza's size of mayonnaise goes on that burger. It shouldn't.
I'd go sour cream.
I don't like sour cream either.
Sour cream
either.
On
have
a
you
burger?
Ever had sour cream on pizza?
No, and I don't...
Like, dipped it?
Or, I haven't just... I just don't like sour cream.
Yeah, it's not... It's not very... It's not very good. It's... It's got a weird taste to it, and I really do not understand why. Like, it's...
Ranch or sour cream?
Sour cream.
Okay.
I don't know why so many people like it so much.
What was that?
I'm getting distracted because... What? Robert is throwing things, like
the little
he's
piece
miming
of paper.
Throwing something.
No, he actually but threw a little piece of paper
did?
That's by my foot right now because he missed.
I wanted to make it to trash can.
That's cruel. You're starting off the first.
You were
episode,
off by 2 feet, Rob.
Rob, you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be the professional. We're professionals.
Supposed to be nice and encouraging me not to do bad things right now. Why do you have another piece of paper?
That's not a piece of paper.
What
that's
is that?
My fingernail.
I'm just saying, Gabe. I'm just saying, Gabe. This is your show. This is your slut.
I told him to get out. To be fair, I vote kicked
it's
him.
Because of mayonnaise, though. That's
he's,
a different
he's
reason.
Here because of mayonnaise.
He's here because of mayonnaise. Huh? And we do not like mayonnaise.
We do
like
not
mayonnaise.
Condone mayonnaise.
Okay, but Subway's like
we
like
here
mayonnaise.
At WBDG do not condone the use
are
of
we
mayonnaise.
Are we speaking for the entire studio right now?
Okay, we should not speak for the... This
I mean,
speak
if we're doing it
right
ironically,
now.
I don't think it works. I don't think it should count if we're doing
it
ironically.
We're being sarcastic when we say this, but we speak for the entire studio and say mayonnaise is bad. We're joking.
So that means if you are listening to us right now, if you think mayonnaise is good, you're wrong.
We're going to get so much hate for what we just said.
Well, it's just, it's not, okay.
It's going to get back and bite us.
All right, listen.
Objectively, mayonnaise is too much. That's what it is.
I'll do the thing we have to do. These are the opinions of us currently sitting in the room, not the entire...
Except for Robert.
Except maybe at least half the studio.
No, let me do this so we don't get in trouble, okay?
We're getting in trouble?
No, we're not going to get in... We're not getting in trouble. I'm just throwing up the, you know, protective shield in case someone is very hateful towards people who don't
this
like
is a
mayonnaise.
A good disclaimer at the end of the episode, too.
Yeah. You know, we just kind of... We, Gabe, me.
Yes.
Kieran. Yep. Rob. We all have our own opinions. And our opinions are not all... They're not... Our views aren't 100% Wayne Townships and... Ben Davis High School and WBDG Radio.
Yes, we are our own personalities, and we are ourselves talking right now.
We are people.
That's time.
A
perfect time to end it. Perfect time to say.
Oh my gosh.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have a wonderful day. A wonderful night. Good afternoon. What?
And this is a thing now.
This will happen next Thursday, and we'll have the same nonsense for you. I hope you have just the most amazing day.